The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. We're back. This is Alan Ellis, and guess who's with me?
Me.
Good morning, Robin.
Morning.
How you doing?
I'm here.
You don't sound real excited there this morning.
I'm tired this morning again. I live tired. I don't know what to do.
We got a muzzleloader contest. We're giving away muzzleloader.
I know.
I know you know. I can't hear you. I'll turn your stuff up a little bit.
You never can hear me.
I know. Selective hearing.
Yeah, I know.
Keep talking.
I'm right here.
Keep going.
I don't know what else to say.
Just say good morning, Allison, Alan, and say hi to our listeners.
Good morning, everybody. I don't want to talk to him.
There you go. That's much better. Now I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. That's good. All right. Whew. Yikes. So we are giving away a muzzleloader here today, sometime this hour. We can get all these forms printed out. Let's hope we can. And, man, there's a lot of entries. There's a lot of entries, isn't there, Robin?
Yeah, there is. I was amazed.
Yep.
In fact, I need those when you get...
As soon as we can, I'm going to have to go see if they printed during the break.
Okay.
Yep, and see what we can do with it.
Okay.
Okay? So, everybody, we keep calling in. We'll probably take the last call about 6:20, something like that. Maybe right before the second break.
Okie dokie.
What do you think about that?
I think that sounds good because we do have a lot for this.
There's a lot today. Yes, there is. So, anyway.
So, after that time, if you call in, you'll get on next month.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, I don't know if I'm doing this right or not. I don't know how many I've printed or anything else, what the dates are or anything else. So, we're trying.
No, I can do that. Don't worry about that.
All
just
right.
Get it printed out for me.
All right. We can do that. So, the phone number, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. If you would like to call and enter the muzzleloader contest in the next few minutes, you can do so. We are also taking names of youth hunters. If you'd like to nominate somebody, grandson, son, nephew, niece, whatever, daughter, we'll call in and Aaron will write that name on a separate sheet for the youth contest because we're giving that away the end of November. Actually, probably be the first Saturday in December since the last Saturday will be the opening of the deer season and I won't be here. Robin, you may want to carry the show live, but I think we'll probably...
I think you'll probably do a...
Pre-record the show and have you...
That might not be good.
No?
Well, especially because I probably have no callers.
Right.
And then I'd sit here and try to talk for 2 hours, and anybody who knows me knows I can do it.
Right.
But it might not be anything anybody's interested in.
I gotcha. Well, now the printer's blocked. Don't know why. But we'll see if it goes through. If not, we'll just have to do some work, and you may have to carry this for for a few minutes while I'm trying to get these printed.
Okay, if you can't, I can always just do it on my phone. I can work it out.
Okay. Well, you got the...
can make anything work.
You've got the sheets right there. So it's easier when they're printed, though. So there we go.
Oh, it's much easier.
Yes, tremendously. So, all right, what do you want to talk about, Robin?
Nothing.
Nothing? Why? You are not engaged here this morning.
What do you mean? I don't have any. I was talking politics. You didn't want to talk politics.
Well, I didn't. No, we do this show as an escape from politics.
I know, but right now it's kind of.
Because WCBM's politics 24/7.
I know. I was just saying right now it's kind of important, especially with the hunters.
That's true.
Okay, so that was what I was saying.
I got it.
Okay.
Yep.
But you didn't want to do that, so I stopped that. And I can't think of anything else to say, so I'm shopping for Christmas gifts.
Well, how nice that you shop for Christmas gifts while we're on the air. All right, here's what we're going to do. Anybody out there that's listening, I want you to call in, get in the muzzleloader contest, and then engage Robin in a conversation.
No, please don't.
Yes, please do.
No, please don't.
I think that's an excellent idea. By the way, Joe has a riddle for you.
Okay, I'm going to hear Joe's riddle. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
What's black when you buy it,
uh-huh.
Red when you use it, and gray when you throw it away?
Oh, God, I know this one.
Let's talk to Mason in Easton. Good morning, Mason. How are you?
Good morning, Alan, Robin. I'm calling because I really have always loved guns, but I've never gotten into it. I'm 70, going to be 72 soon. I inherited a Marlin 2239A.
Nice.
And I guess it's the same gun that Annie Oakley used.
It's possible. I have to check that, but that's wonderful.
I looked up the gun, and she's from Cambridge.
Yes, she is.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And so I went plinking with my son and my grandson down there at the Delmarva Clay.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Oh, man, I had so much fun. It was great. My little grandson stuff, he's got a single shot, but he got to hold that lever and taught him and stuff, and just, man, we must have done 100 rounds. It was just a lot of fun. Oh, it was. But my quick question, because I know you got people and stuff, I want to stay with lever action. I just like that. I'm left-handed,
yep.
So lever action.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it's good for you. Yep.
A little better for me. And the 22, but I want to move up to the next size. And I don't know, I really don't know much. I hesitate even to say what somebody said to me because I don't know.
What did they say to you is the next size? 30-30 Winchester.
A 30-30?
Yep.
That's what I'm thinking. And because I just want to write this down because my memory is not so good.
Sure. Sure.
Is Winchester the best way to go, do you think? Or
well, Marlin makes a great lever action too. I started out with a Winchester. I can't remember the brand. We bought it at JCPenney's, and my ex-wife has it. Still has it. That was my first gun. Was a 30-30 lever action, and I took one. I took my not my first, but my second and third and fourth and. Deer with that gun, and I love that gun, and it shot well, and it worked well, but I don't have it anymore. So I own a 1952 Winchester 32 Special, which they don't make anymore, and I own a Winchester Model 94 30-30 Winchester, built in 1954, same year I was born. So I have those two classics, those two Winchester, they call them pre-64, which are highly collectible. The only Marlin lever action I have is the one I use in deer season, which is a 450 Marlin, and that thing is really smooth. I like the way it shoots. I like the way it handles. So either one, Winchester or Marlin, is the way to go if you want to go with the lever action.
All right. Could you do me a favor and call your ex-wife and ask her if she'd want to sell me that gun?
I'm going to send her a thank you note.
What did I do to either one of you two?
You know why I'm going to send her a thank you?
Why?
Because you're always telling me my ex-wife still has that.
She does.
My ex-wife still has that.
She does.
Well, if we had all the stuff that she had, we wouldn't fit in this house.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't have that much. She has my 40. She has my 45s, my coin collection. Go ahead,
Alan. Give me the phone number. I'll call her. I know. anyway, quick, Robin. I got to tell you, I had to learn to make gluten-free mashed potatoes. So
uh-huh.
Your mashed potatoes is regular, but you have to get the gluten-free butter. But I tried just to kind of, you know, give a little more flavor, just a spoonful of mayonnaise. And I'm telling you, it is absolutely delicious.
Spoonful of mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise in your mashed potatoes.
I will try that.
Yeah, we'll try that.
I'm telling you. Hey, Alan, I'm talking to Robin, please.
Mason, you're going to go away because we have callers lined up behind you.
What?
Okay, well,
Mason,
wait a minute.
I got to tell you, okay? I'm going to try it because I'm going to be making everything that I would normally make for Thanksgiving weeks in advance because I'm not allowed to make anything for Thanksgiving this year. So my family has told me we're just making the main dish and everybody's bringing something because I always kill myself. So I'm going to try that.
There you go.
Okay, good enough. Well, you guys have a good day. And
thanks, Mason.
I'll listen to your show. You take care.
See you, buddy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Tom in Pasadena, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Doing all right, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, I got a question for you. How are your feelings going? I was down Somerset yesterday, and I let a spike buck. He was a big buck, but he was just a spike buck go. I got plenty of meat still I'm consuming. What's your feelings? Would you have took that thing or what?
No.
Really?
No, I would not have.
What?
Number one, they all have potential. And you say he's a big spike buck. Unless you could tell that he was 3.5 or 4.5 years old, I wouldn't have taken him. You know, because the spike buck, in my opinion, I've got a picture and coming up in the next Maryland Hunting Quarterly of a spike buck that blew up into a really nice 8-point this year.
Wow.
It was a spike last year. He blew up into an 8-point. So unless you are, really, really good at aging them, let those little ones walk. You'll never get them. You'll never get any bigger if you kill them.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Well, I feel better about that. Thank you, Pat. I'm waiting for Rachosaurus Rex. I got them on camera, but you know how they can be. I'm going to work it.
I like that name. Alan's got names for his, too. I like that.
Cool.
Rachosaurus Rex.
I will tell you, I'm really proud of Alan because he's taken a lot of deer in his life. And he's just kind of backed off taking the smaller ones and stuff like that. He's very particular now, and I'm really
very
proud
choosy.
Of him.
That's good. I appreciate that. And you educated me. I'll thank you for that. And, hey, if I may, I want to ask your callers, so I'm going to give them a challenge.
All right.
If they go for the muzzleloader contest, and if they have a muzzleloader, then I'm going to challenge them to donate that muzzleloader to a good cause or a child. Under your direction, Alan, and that's what I want to do with my muzzleloader.
Well, that's wonderful,
you.
Man. That's great.
We're giving away next month, and we really love when people do that.
Someone gave one back last year. Let us hang on to it. We're giving it away as a youth prize next month.
That's what I'm challenging anybody who calls in who does that.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You got it. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
You have a super day.
Appreciate you guys. Have a blessed day. I'm listening in.
All right. Thank you. Take care. All right, let's see who's next. I lost count here. Hold on a minute. We do have to take a break. Golly, want to get everybody in. Tom in Pasadena. Good morning, Tom. How are you? What happened to Tom? That was Tom? Yes, I did. I'm confused. Ken in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Hey, Ken.
I'd like to enter the muzzle loader contest.
You're in.
All right. This is for Robin. I have a joke for Robin.
Go for it.
Joke. What's the difference between deer nuts and beer nuts?
One's under a buck.
Yeah.
Ah.
beer nuts are $1.79. Deer nuts are under a buck. Got it.
Thank you, Ken. You have a super day.
Have a good one, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
See,
bye-bye.
You got it. Clyde Sports Shop is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway Exit 9. I was actually there yesterday. They're carrying CVA muzzleloaders now, which is a great sponsor of our muzzleloader contest, and we appreciate it. But I want to tell you about a high-powered rifle, a centerfire rifle that they carry called the X-Bolt. Extremely accurate bolt action. Big game hunting perfection. This is a classic-looking rifle. It is an accurate rifle. I have its predecessor, the A-Bolt, and I love it, and I can't wait to step up to an X-Bolt one of these days. This firearm comes in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers with an adjustable feather trigger and a detachable rotary magazine. Put some great optics on it, and you will have a high-powered rifle, a center-fire bolt-action rifle that you can use anywhere, anytime, on any big game. You can take it out west. You can take it to Canada. You can take it to Western Maryland or Dorchester County or any of the rifle counties, and you'll be happy with it. Then there's the BAR MK2 Safari. This is an auto-loading rifle. Features traditionally styled walnut stock, hammer-forged barrel, polished blue and engraved steel receiver with reliable gas piston operation, a detachable box magazine, and they come in a variety of calibers that you wouldn't imagine for an auto loader. Clyde Sport Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108. Clyde'sFishingGear.com is the website, Clyde Sport Shop. All right, summer's gone. Fall is here and coming in force. Daylight savings time ends next week. So you're going to be talking about doing some stuff on your deck, doing some grilling on your deck, and, you know, going into the evening hours, and, you know, you got the hamburgers and hot dogs and ribs and whatever else you want to do on your deck or in your backyard. Well, at Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger. That's a pellet grill. You can control everything from your phone. It's called Wi-Fired. It controls. Set the temperature for smoking or grilling or whatever you want to do. Then there's the Big Green Egg grill smoker and Kamado Joe, another similar grill smoker. Great grills, all of them. A huge assortment of outdoor fire pits, too, and freestanding deck umbrellas. Poly and hardwood furniture, hundreds of pieces of that. Tables, chairs, Adirondack chairs, over 300 of those. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard with free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. So why not check out Backyard Billy's? They're located at Exit 44. Route 50, that's the Graysonville exit, right there off Route 50. You'll see them right there. You'll go right past them if you're headed east, and coming west, you got to go kind of around and across the bridge. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, including today and tomorrow. Stop by this weekend, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great, and we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good looking thing, you. Yeah. Huh? Now, this is the killer speaking. Do I like what? I sure do like it, baby.
Chantilly lips, pretty face, pony tail, hanging down, a wiggle and a walk, giggle and a talk. They're gonna make that world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Spend my doggone money. I feel real loose like a long-neck goose, like a walk, baby, that's what I like. You never tell, baby. I might, but honey, you know what I like. Chantilly lips, pretty face, ponytail, hanging down, a big up in the wobble, a little giggle in the top. They're gonna make the world go round.
Lee in Towson. Hey, Lee, it's Robin. You got me. Alan is on a mission.
Hey, Robin. Good morning.
Good morning. Fake it with me here now.
I think, if you get the show by yourself, I'm all for it. We'll have a good time.
Oh, it would definitely be a good time. Probably would not be the same format, but it would be a good time.
It'd be a girl show. My daughter would enjoy it, but
it might be a little bit of both.
Yeah. I'm calling. I finally went hunting with my daughter,
cool,
whom you talked to a couple weeks ago, my
yes.
fishing guide daughter. And
I remember.
We went back in our woods in our double cedar tree stand, and we had I got the left side and she got the right. Well, she thoroughly enjoys hunting with me, and had the opportunity to take a nice doe with my antique old 58 caliber cap and ball muzzleloader, and then as we're sitting there, another deer came in, and I actually had, while the deer, the one that I shot ran off, the second one came in, and I had the opportunity to reload the muzzleloader, the cap and ball, 58, and was able to get a second deer.
Okay, cool.
So it's great, because I have a very difficult time getting these things out of the woods anymore. So the kids, my son came back with a pickup truck and helped, they did all the drag, and I had to do all the in the cleaning of the deer and whatnot, but it was so great because, it's so fun to hunt with the kids, because now I really need the kids, because my knees are shot, and, just to help me get them out of the woods. And then my wife and I last night, we ground about 40 pounds of venison, so there's our red meat, our ground for the year. And
oh, that's awesome.
It's great. I mean, one year, I'll never forget my wife coming down the basement, looking in the freezer, and she goes, "I got to go buy meat because we're out of ground. You need to go out in the woods and kill something."
Well, I tell you,
that's pretty good, buddy.
The price of meat right now, you're not kidding.
So I had to go back in the woods and get a deer so we could have some ground venison. But I appreciate, the contest. Maybe I can update this cap and ball thing I'm using. But, I really enjoy hunting with it. It's really everything that I have an opportunity to shoot is close range. So it's iron sights, good stuff. My daughter definitely needs an update. But
Well, good luck.
Good luck,
buddy. Yep.
Yep. All right.
You take it easy.
Have a good one.
Thank you, buddy. See you soon.
You had a super day. Congratulations on the deer.
Yeah, man. There goes Lee.
You've had to call Jason and stuff to help you get deer over.
Oh, I have, yeah. Joe in Glendon. Good morning, Joe. How are you? Hello, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Joe?
I'm here.
Okay. Good morning.
I guess I don't talk very loud. At any rate, I'm doing well.
Good.
And I'm just listening to your show, learning. I don't hunt, but at least I'm getting interested in it.
Well, that's good.
Well, that's great.
And I entered your contest, so.
All right. Anyway. Cool.
Nice talking to you, and I'll continue listening.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
The call.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
How you doing over there, Robin?
I'm getting there. Hold
on. We're doing part on the phone and part printed out.
I've got to get my thing working on the printer because I can't.
Yeah.
You printed it. I can't read it. And it's the way you.
I didn't have time to do it, you know, that type of thing. So.
I know. I just might have some problems with pronunciation.
Pronunciation? Yeah, because they're not that clear. We'll get through it. We will get through it. Worst case scenario, we'll draw it next week.
No, I got it.
Just you got it?
All right. We're not out of time yet, right?
No, we have time. That's for sure. But I'd like to tell the folks about Chesapeake Outdoors. You know, they carry everything for fishing and hunting. I mean, they've got the live bait and the frozen bait and the crab bait and the crabbing supplies and all the fishing rods and reels and all that stuff. I mean, we kind of get into hunting season. We kind of leave the fishing stuff out of it a little bit because there's so much stuff going on there. They do carry the Matthews compound bows, the 10-point and the Raven crossbows. And the Raven crossbow right now, one model, the 500, the most popular model, is now on sale, 20% off. This is a crossbow that retails for $3,024. At 20% off, your savings are $600. I think that's time to take a look at a new Raven crossbow. Remington Firearms, Ruger, Browning, Savage, they carry all calibers and all gauges, but you can order or buy your straight wall cartridge rifle right there. The 350 Legend, the 450 Bushmaster, the two most popular calibers, these are Ruger Americans and Go Wild series. You might want to check those out as well. There's 20% off of all home protection shotguns at Chesapeake Outdoors, and they carry bow fishing packages by Muzzy, the Rambo electric bikes, the Costa sunglasses, and much, 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 much more. Everything for waterfowl as well. Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island, 1707 Main Street in Chester. That's Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. You know, Spurrier's Tire Service, great people there, I'll tell you. They do a lot of business. And, you know, one of these days I'll get in and get my tires changed. Rotated out, new tires, new hoops on the truck. That's where I'm going, Spurrier's Tire Service. What? You're looking at me.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton, that's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. That check engine light comes on. Take it to Spurrier's Tire Service. They'll do the diagnostic on that and make sure to get you back on the road as soon as possible. They carry Bridgestone and Firestone and American-made tires and many other brands like Michelin and Yokohama. Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine from farm tractors to garden tractors. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Did I say you can stop by with no appointment needed for tires? Or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot,
practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Okay, we got anybody on the line, Aaron? Hey, Dan, it's Robin. Can I help? What can I do for you today? Hello, Dan. Let's try Gary and Dundalk.
I'm here.
Hi, Gary. How you doing?
Good. Need a fishing report for tomorrow. Where are they catching?
That I'll have to ask Alan or Captain Don, and Alan is not here, but he'll be back. So where are they catching them tomorrow? Okay, I will be his secretary, and I will find out for you.
All right, we'll put it on the air. I'll be listening.
Okay, I will do my best, okay?
Thanks.
Thanks. You have a great day.
You too.
Any more, Aaron? Okay, great. Well, let me see what I can talk about. Absolutely nothing. How's every? Are you doing anything for Halloween, Aaron? Oh, okay, no problem. Okay, anybody out there doing anything for Halloween? Yes, Robin's extremely excited about her grandchildren, who are supposed to be going as Kenny and Dolly singing, but we will see how that goes. We've got the wig, but who knows if a one-and-a-half, two-year-old will keep a wig on her head. Okay. He left me here with nothing and no copy, no nothing. So I'm just going to kind of keep talking and hope that Aaron clears that caller quicker than normal. The ones that Alan said is I can't have dead air. So, Aaron, we got anybody yet? Not yet. Okay. Halloween, what else? I'm clueless. I guess I could dress the dog up for Halloween. That would be interesting since she's still a puppy and is crazy and off the charts. We've got the place dressed up in spiders because Alan has a spider phobia, so I figured why not attack it head on, and I bought all spider decorations this year. Does that make me a bad wife? I don't know. I'm trying to get him through that, you know, that little phobia, which is funny because he spends whole days, thank you. He spends all day in the woods with spiders, so I don't know how he gets over. Hi, Kathy and Overly, save me, please.
Hey, Robin. I was just listening. I'm sorting out my jewelry. But we're going to be at the rally today. And the other thing, if you do a show on your own, you could certainly share recipes with us.
If I had thought of one at that moment, I would have come up with anything. I can promise you that.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
And I will be glad to...
I'm right in Baltimore City, right near Herring Run Park.
Uh-huh.
By the old Memorial Stadium. And we have like a little herd of deer. And it's so funny. They will come all the way up to the road. It's scary, too, because city drivers, you know, deer in headlights. It's,
I got it.
It's, yeah. Oh, and then we had a raccoon on our back deck. I live in a row home. I had made a pot of chicken noodle soup.
Uh-huh.
And the raccoon was on the railing, jumped over to try to get in the pot because I had it cooling outside because the pot didn't fit in my fridge. So I had a brick on it. That raccoon was trying, like, all get out to get that brick off to get into my chicken noodle soup.
You must make great
chicken noodles.
Yeah, you must. Yeah.
I guess so. And he was huge. He was huge. And unfortunately, he tried to cross Blair Road and didn't
make
it.
That happens. Mm-hmm.
And then, but somebody said that there's a whole family of them.
Oh,
and,
that's
possible. I just, you know, so we're trying to tell the neighbors and everything, you know, protect your trash or keep your trash under control so the critters don't want to come into your backyard.
Now, how'd you like to live in the four westernmost counties here in Maryland and have that raccoon turn into a black bear to do the same thing? Happens all the time.
And my husband and I had an opportunity to go down to Shenandoah. I'd never been there. Skyline Drive. I've never been there before.
Beautiful.
I love it.
Oh my gosh. And it was just amazing. And the colors of the. Now, I don't know if anybody can tell me this. Is it true that if we have a rainy summer or a wet summer, that the colors are more brilliant in the fall? Yes.
Yes,
that's true.
Wow. Okay. I appreciate you saving me from my dead air. And if you get a chance, send me that chicken recipe, okay?
And just know, Robin, you're never alone on a Saturday morning because I'm with you.
Thank you.
All right.
Alan, she was saving me from... I was talking about the dog getting a costume.
Okay. What?
Don't go there.
Let's talk to Alice in Glen Burnie.
Hi, Alice.
Hello, Alice.
See, I go off the air and that's it.
All right, Ken. Good morning, Ken. How are you? Hello, Ken.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Ken?
Fantastic. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good.
Wonderful. I want to let you know that the fishing around the Chesapeake Bay Bridge area has been off the hook.
That's what I'm hearing.
It is amazing. It's just fantastic. Mouth of Alden Creek at sunrise. You toss a floating popper out there with a trailing stinger on there, a little teaser bait.
Oh.
It is just amazing. You got to get out there early because if you're not there about, after sunrise, it's gone. That bite's gone.
Yeah. What size are the fish?
Oh, they're keepers. They're actually we're getting anywhere from like 19, a little bit under to about 24, 25.
Wow. Just got a report from Captain Don. The fish are being caught along the main channel edges off Sparrows Point and Dundalk Marine Terminals as well.
There's a reason for that.
It is fantastic. I haven't seen like this for a while. So I'm pretty excited, but I wanted to reach out, say shout out to you guys, and wish you a happy Thanksgiving. That's coming up. I'm jumping the gun. I'm hungry this morning.
You sound like it, man. You sound like it. So.
I tell you. Don't forget, put me in the muzzleloader contest.
Did you leave your name and number with Aaron?
No, not yet.
Please hold on.
You're going to have to hold. Just hold on, okay?
All right. Have a fantastic weekend, guys.
You do the same. Hold on. Thanks, Ted. Bye-bye.
Gary asked for an update of where the fish were biting. That's the reason people are telling you.
I got it. Okay. Now you know. Okay. How are you doing over there with the muzzleloader contest?
Just about ready.
Just about ready. Okay. Good. Sounds good to me.
Oh, gosh.
So.
Okay, I got the winner.
You got the winner?
But I can't pronounce the last name.
All right.
Mike Zabiski?
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 Mike Zabiski? Let me look.
49.
Let's see. Yeah, Mike Zabiski. Mike Zabiski. Mike, if you're listening, you are the winner. Call in, or we will call you back here after the show. How do you like that? Okay, cool. Congratulations, Mike. You've won a CVA Wolf muzzleloader. Everybody, get your calls in for the next month. We've got a couple of weeks in November to register. Everybody else can now call in and put their names back on the list.
And anybody who called after we got the list, the last few callers have been added
to the November
list.
I got it. Yep, I got it. We had a lot of entries there this time. That was pretty good.
Almost 60.
Yep, that's good.
That's a really good number.
No, that doesn't include the one. Does that include the ones that came in on email? Of course.
No, I didn't do that. I did them on there, but I didn't.
You added them.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's altogether 60 names. That's good. That's good. All right, cool. All right, Mark Zabiski, congratulations. You are the winner this time around, and we'll have more winners next time, again, as we continue on with the CVA muzzleloader promotion. So we will. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. Waterfowl season right around the corner. You guys are going to be one of banging away at those geese and ducks. And I got a nice invitation to go on a duck hunt here a little while ago, which I really enjoyed. I haven't been duck hunting in a couple of years, so I might have to do that. I want to tell you about a couple of shotguns from Browning and Clyde Sports Shop. The Maxis shotgun. This shotgun, if you throw this shotgun up to your shoulder, you are going to be absolutely amazed. It's an autoloader shotgun, waterfowl hunting perfection, 3 and 3.5 chambers, a new power drive gas system. Makes the recoil less felt, reduces recoil on you. That's the Maxis from Browning, M-A-X-U-S, in Mossy Oak Camo. Then there's the Gold Light 10-gauge. For those of you who can handle a 10-gauge, and I can't, but maybe you like to take a little bit longer shot or a little bit, a little bit further shot with a 10-gauge, maybe you like to go for snow geese, a proven standard for autoloader performance is the Gold Light 10-gauge. Gas-operated autoloader, 3.5-inch chamber, composite stock with Mossy Oak Camo. 3 standard Invector choke tubes come with this for a variety of conditions. That's the Gold Light 10-gauge from Browning and Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. The website, clydesfishinggear.com. Phone number, 410-242-6108. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde's Sports Shop. All right, one more time, Backyard Billies. We love talking about Backyard Billies all the time, no question about it. We're sitting here with the fireplace on, the beautiful heat's coming out that blower system. It's heating the room. The firebox looks gorgeous. It looks like a good old pile of logs have burned down to where they're perfect, and the heat is just unbelievable. And it's all remote control. If you have that old fireplace, that hole in the wall that you don't use, check out Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert, and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, from the firebox all the way up to the chimney, and they provided us with friendly, knowledgeable fire follow-up and service. We love the convenience of the remote control, the beauty of the firebox, the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. 2 brands, Enviro and Regency. Act now because it's getting cold and people are wanting to get their gas fireplace inserts installed. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or even a wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom and beat the rush. Well, guess what? I don't know if you beat the rush, but you can get ready for the cold weather in plenty of time. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time.
Wow.
I love that song.
Unchained Melody. I think Willie Nelson wrote that, didn't he?
I think so. I love that song.
Yep.
I just think that is just one of the most romantic, amazing
it
songs.
It is. I agree with you. I agree 100%.
And not that that scene doesn't help it some from the movie.
Right. Right. Alex North was the composer. That was first released in January 1955, and the lyricist was Hi Zarrett.
Okay.
How about that? Willie Nelson sings it. A beautiful version of it, by the way. All right. Let's see. 410 WCBM 6. Oh, no. We have callers on the line. Aaron, who's next? I'm sorry. Mike, good morning in Somerset. How are you, buddy?
Hey, how are you today?
Doing good. What's up?
Oh, well, I called to get the muzzleloader contest.
Okay.
And I have a question for you about hunting in your own property.
Okay.
Well, of course, I'm sure you know about Somerset County down here near Crisfield.
I do.
There's more deer than there are normal people.
Well, yeah, I've heard a lot of deer being killed by CWD down that way this year. Are you still seeing plenty of deer?
Oh yeah, yes.
Okay, good. Glad to hear.
My question is, I live on a farm, it's, approximately 8 acres.
Okay.
And is it illegal to hunt on your own property without a hunting license?
You reside on the farm and it is under continuous agriculture activity. I mean, you're growing crops on it.
No, it's a, I call it a farm, but it's just a big property.
Yeah, I would suggest that you get a hunting license.
Okay. And
another one I don't understand.
Have you taken a hunter safety education course?
No, I have not. I should do all that, I'm sure.
Yep, you should do all that. You're required to have a hunter safety education course anyway. Even if you are eligible to hunt without a license on your own property, you must have the hunter education course.
Okay.
So take it. How old are you?
Oh, come on.
Well, I mean,
58, 58.
Oh, okay. Well, you got a couple of years to go before you get the discounted license. So.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, man. So,
one more.
Well, I'll tell you. Let me tell you something. $24.50 plus even the few dollars for each of the stamps is still the best bargain in the country for a hunting license for everything we have here in Maryland, for the waterfowl. I mean, for $100, you can hunt everything that roams here in Maryland. Small game, waterfowl. You can get a trapping, fur bear takers permit for $5. You can shoot coyotes and foxes on that. You can take waterfowl, ducks and geese and snow geese, and you can take deer and bears. And who wouldn't pay $100 for that kind of privilege? We're blessed here in Maryland, man, for everything that we can get for a hunting license. So
yeah, sounds like it. One more question has to do with the water.
Okay.
I'm sure you're probably familiar with James Island State Park.
Yes, I am.
And had a friend go down there maybe a little over a week ago, still crabbing.
Right.
When do you think that'll stop? I mean,
hopefully not this weekend.
Water temperature.
Well, it has a lot to do with water temperature, but the season also goes out too. So, you got to take into consideration the season.
Yeah, we're getting ready to go again this week coming up, so we'll see what happens.
And that sounds good.
I want one more thing of crabs this weekend, and then I'm probably done.
You think being near about 3 miles from Chrisfield, you'd be tired of crabs, but
nope.
You never get tired of crabs in Somerset County.
You're right.
I don't get tired of crab any county.
You guys have a good day.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. Yep, you take care.
Have a super day.
Bye-bye. Henry in Baltimore. Good morning, Henry.
Hi, Henry.
Hello. Yeah, I didn't call in a while.
No, I haven't heard from you in a while.
Today, when is your next event coming up? I know you be various places. Where's your next event is at? Or are you going to be beating around?
Well, we're going to be my next event that I know of is coming up February 4th at the Hereford Volunteer Fire Department. The Electric Bass Anglers is having a fishing flea market that Saturday. We're going to be there. After that will be the National Outdoor Show, which has come back after 2 years of being off for COVID. That's the last weekend, Friday and Saturday of February. We'll be there in southern Dorchester County. And then we'll be at the Maryland Bow Hunter Society on March 11th. That's a Saturday. That's at Martin's West in Baltimore. Then Baltimore, Martin's West, and then we will be...
Yeah, I was there the other day.
Yeah.
Got to get some more information from you.
All right, that sounds good.
Go on.
Thanks, Henry.
Henry, thanks for asking.
All right.
Everybody, get out, stay safe. It's a weekend with your children, your family, and your friends. Enjoy. We'll see you next week.